Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast. Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Yo, Liam, it's your boy Chef Plum.
I don't know who you are.
What? We had somebody call out, so your daughter has to close tonight.
I don't know what you want.
Oh, your daughter has to close tonight.
If you're looking for a ransom.
What?
I can tell you I don't have money.
What? Dude.
But I do have. I have very good skills.
Yeah, I know.
Skills I've acquired over a very long time.
You smoking any funny cigarettes again?
Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
What are you, a health inspector?
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it.
Oh, your daughter has to close tonight.
I will not look for you. I will not pursue you.
What?
But if you don't.
Bro,
I will look for you. We'll find you.
You know where I am.
And I will kill you.
Bro, why are you always tripping? Everyone has to close sometimes. I just want to let you know that Plum Love Foods is live on Thursdays on Spreaker. Damn.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
Can you shut the fuck up for 30 seconds? You might learn something.
Welcome to Mama Foods Live, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your Nissan claws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's Thursday here in October, ladies and gentlemen. Thursday, October the 8th, 2020. That's right. We're almost to the end of what is going to be go down as the worst fucking year to ever be the history of years.
Ever.
And we're almost there, but you know what's happening? That's still good. It's your boys here, the Good Brothers, Plum Love Foods Live here on a Thursday. We're still doing it. We're still kicking it. We're still making things happen right now on the program, talking all that good nonsense you want to hear in one ear, out the other, running our mouths like a bunch of good brothers should, spreading the word, making people happy, making you smile, introducing you to cool people. And not only that, Jeffy, we're going to make that happen again this week as soon as our good friend Dama Beats makes this beat drop. So here we go. That's right, Plum Love Foods Live. That was a lot of excitement there, Jeffy. I don't know what happened.
Oh, man. I was hyping you. I was feeling it.
I know. You were totally DMCing me. You were like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do.
It was good.
Just hype manning you. I'm there for you, bro.
Well, the best part was I'm like looking at the levels going, oh shit, everything is clipping, need to turn it down.
You know what? I'm ready to start doing promos again. I'm ready to start getting out there together. We need to be, you know, do our demos. Demo kings.
I like that.
Who's king of the demo?
Who's king of the demo, Daddy? Who's king of the demo? That's right. Hey,
we
are the kings of the demo. And hopefully, you know, with this whole COVID nonsense, we can get through it and do some demos. I'd like to have that happen here before, at least some point.
It's absolutely
in time
over, dude. President Trump's going to give everybody a free medicine that's going to fix it, and you don't even need a vaccine anymore.
All right. Give it up for him. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Good to hear that news. That's news.
POTUS has got us.
Yeah. Wow. Holy shit. You know what cracks me up, Jeffy, is that last night, that presidential debate, the only thing anybody gave two fucks about was that goddamn fly. Are you kidding me? This is the world we live in now.
I'll be honest. I was super annoyed how they, like, dodged the fucking questions like Floyd Mayweather. I mean, it was like terrible. It was like they didn't answer one question. It was like every question was a denial and an accusation. Every answer, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it was gross. And it makes you want to give up. I haven't given up. I'm hoping that there's going to be some new young powerful politicians coming up, and hopefully we can just push out some of the vampires from Congress and all the other people.
Well, I've got some news for you, Jeffy, that I've been meaning to tell you. There's somebody new, a new young gunslinger who's going to enter this presidential race. He's going to come in here and change the game for good. He is going to mesmerize, hypnotize, and kill them with indifference. That's right, Jeffy. Do you see that smoke coming in here? Do you see the strobe lights that are happening? What's going on right now? What? Who saw this coming? It's our good brother Chef Dave already in the building. He's hanging out here live with me tonight in the home bar studio. Hey, Dave.
Yo.
I know that home bar well. It's good. Good place to be.
You know, I think we should. It's the key thing to say that Dave kills him with indifference.
Kills him with indifference, and he's a man of so many words.
Yeah, you do talk a lot, Dave.
That's what's up.
Well, listen, Jeffy, tonight, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know what tonight's going to be all about, Jeffy?
Yeah, one of my favorite things in the entire world.
No shit. It really is one of the best things ever. Even in this fucked up world we live in, we still got pizza, Jeffy.
Still got pizza, baby. I make it once a week. I love it. I eat it. I eat it whenever I can. I'm excited to talk it.
You know what? We had pizza for dinner tonight here at my household. You know what we had? We had Pepe's.
Well, hey, listen. If I lived in New Haven, I would eat all that pizza. But I don't. It's far away from me, so it's like I got to do what I got to do. You know.
Well, I end up making it. I'm so happy to thank COVID for is that I'm thanking COVID for Pepe's being delivered now.
That's amazing.
I mean,
that's amazing that they didn't deliver. I'm like blown away that they're that famous and they never delivered.
They didn't need to deliver, that's all. But then we have, you know, enjoying great pizza. But then I have Dr. Detroit, a.k.a. Davey Antivirus. Wait, what were we calling you earlier, Dave?
Antibody Young Dave.
Antibody Dave, a.k.a. Antibody. Young David.
Just Baby Antibody?
Yeah, he was just looking at me going, it's all right. It's all right.
Little Antibody.
But so we're going to talk pizza, but we wouldn't. Tonight we got a great guest joining us. You know, we did a pizza episode on the fantastic NPR show called Seasoned, and I got to meet a really cool guy on that program who I just really hit it off with, and his name's Colin Kaplan. The guy's a pizza fucking ninja wizard, and he's joining us a little bit later on here on the program to talk all about. The guy knows everything about pizza, Jeffy. I'm telling you what. As a chef, when you talk to somebody like him who has respect for it as well, you got me. I'm in. So I can't wait for you to talk to him. Can't wait for you guys to meet him. Colin's a man. He's a very, very good brother. He's got a movie out. He's got fucking a best-selling book. This dude's the man when it comes to pizza.
Yeah. He's like a tour guide extraordinaire.
Absolutely. Especially when it comes to pizza.
So exactly. He's like the pizza. Everyone wants to go to. He takes you on the pizza tour, right, of New Haven. Like, this is the guy you want to go to if you want to get a taste of what real New Haven pizza is about.
Well, and here's the real deal. I mean, if you don't know New Haven pizza, then you really haven't had pizza. That's just the bottom line. And, you know, listen, Dave's already grumping at me, but it's the truth. I mean, Daily Meal comes out with their top 100 pizzas, all these places do, and Pepe's, Modern, Sally's, they're always all over it. We're going to talk all about that here shortly. But, Jeffy, I thought what we should start talking about first to kind of, you know, just get it started, you know, kind of moving in on it. We both make pizza all the time, whether it's at work.
Absolutely.
Whether it's at home, you know, I have a pizza oven. You got the pizza oven situation, man. So I thought it'd be cool to talk about kind of how we make pizza at home, you know, or when we're, you know, cooking just, you know, for the home cook or for the chef working at home or making easy pizza, some great tips. For me, I think the first tip I tell people is keep it simple, stupid, don't overthink it. You know, a great pizza dough is easy to make, but one of the easiest things you can do to make your life smoother if you want to just have more time to drink is go to your favorite pizza place, and more than likely you can buy dough from them
and absolutely
keep things simple. You know, you can make dough if you want, but if you want to just take the easy route, that's a great way to go. So, you know, I think,
listen, not everybody has space to make dough, not right. Everybody has time to make dough, and that's it's a no-brainer. You can get frozen dough at the grocery store. I used to get it all the time and use it for parties and stuff. It's like, if I don't have time and it's not in the price point for me to spend like the hours to, like, you know, have dough in my fridge, or I don't have the space, what's wrong with that? You know what I mean? It's a great thing.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, yeah, I think that when you, if your favorite pizza place that makes great pizza dough, you can go to them. But if you're going to make it at home, don't overthink it. Flour, water, yeast, salt, you know, you don't have to go crazy with it. And sometimes some people put a little sugar in it, some people put a little honey in it. I sometimes will bloom my yeast in warm water with just a pinch of sugar to help wake that yeast up.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to make dough. I mean, I've seen it made in a lot of different pizzerias, you know, all different little, oh, we do this, and, you know, we do that. And
yeah.
We sing to it. I have a recipe that I like because it works good for me. You know, it doesn't work good for everybody. You know, I know people who have, like, slow rise, no yeast dough that it's delicious, but it takes hours, it takes days to make it happen. You know, I don't have time for it.
You know, if you really want to, too, you can. It's easy. There's a lot of great recipes out there now. I perfected one this summer for a gluten-free person I had using cauliflower, making cauliflower dough or cauliflower pizza.
Oh,
crust.
Yeah,
it's just delicious.
Yeah, we just did a spaghetti squash crust that came out banging. My wife did it. Shout out to my wife Amber.
Nice. Did you just don't? The kissy sound was weird.
What? I can't throw kissy sounds to my old lady. What's the matter for you?
It's just a bunch of us men here, though, and you're like, oh, kissy sound.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
I've every day. I have a fit check mirror, but it's my nude check mirror. I just like to, like.
Jesus. Well, Dave, what about you, man? What's a tip for pizza for you?
Talking to the microphone, sir.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. I think I would do oil the pan and the top of the dough as it's rising. But this is a Detroit style pizza that I'm talking about, obviously.
So oil the pan and the dough.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the oil do to it?
I don't know, man. It just makes it better, honestly. It gives it a nice crisp layer around the bottom, crunches it up a little more for you.
All right.
And the oil on the top just kind of keeps it from drying out as it's proofing.
All right. You know, I think another tip, if you don't have a pizza oven, Jeffy, I like to tell people, is if you take a cookie sheet, a sheet pan, and put it in your oven. Get the oven searing hot, 500 degrees. Put that sheet pan
degrees
in there. Flip it upside down and let it get hot. And cook your pizza on top of that hot sheet pan. It makes a more evenly distributed heat on the bottom. You'll actually get some of those little char marks in the bottom of the pizza.
So kind of like a pizza stone?
Nope. No, if you don't have a pizza stone.
No, I'm saying kind of like a pizza stone.
Yeah, kind of like a pizza stone. But it's just using the sheet pan upside down. It works.
I've absolutely done that at a pinch. I think that works great. I mean, I think a pizza stone's ideal if you have to use to the house. I think cooking a pizza stone on the grill, you're going to get probably your best pizza, in my opinion, at home if you don't have a pizza oven.
Yeah.
I don't know what you think about that, but that's
my problem is every time I do that, my pizza stone cracks.
You got to bring it up slow.
I know. I'm just not good at that. I do it too fucking fast. Story of my life.
Take it easy, bro.
Yeah. You know, I want to talk about sauce with you gentlemen first for a few minutes. I know when we have Colin on here in a minute, he's going to break down what you know, sauce is and what it should be, or, you know, or traditionally in New Haven what it should be. But a lot of people will cook their pizza sauce before they use it, and I don't really agree with that. I just like to take great crushed tomatoes, a little fresh garlic, salt. Sometimes I'll actually will put a tiny pinch of dry oregano, but I'll smush it into my fingers to get that, you know, natural oils out of it. Obviously salt and pepper, but then I'll add a little olive oil to it, but I don't cook it. I'll just ladle it onto the pizza and let it cook in the oven.
I agree with you. I think for like the universal pizza sauce, for me, is just crushed tomatoes with fresh garlic. Usually I do a little dry basil, a little dry oregano, and then it's like a bunch of glugs of olive oil, and that's it. You know, salt and pepper. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's real basic.
It doesn't have to be, yeah, it doesn't have to be anything crazy.
Yeah, I also am a big fan of like doing specialty pizzas where I'll do like I like doing like weird shit on pizzas. I really enjoy doing that, like at home and stuff too. Especially like, yeah. I'll be like, oh, I made this like sauce with shrimp, and I want to like do it on the pizza. You know what I mean? Like, right. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I get off on that kind of stuff.
Dave,
I know
what about
that's
you?
Like,
what's a pizza sauce to you, Dave?
And pretty much what you guys said, but I use a little bit of tomato paste.
Okay.
And with that mixed in, and then I don't cook it at all because I don't want it to burn in the oven when it's going through.
I think that's a cool way. That's an easy way to do it there. I think that's the way to go with it for sure. Just do it, you know, don't cook it. Mix it up nicely and then, you know, let it cook on the pizza because the oven's super hot. At least in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's how I would do it, you know. But that's the cool thing about pizza is that I don't think there's a right or wrong. I think it's one of those things you can play with. You can do so many different things with. So play with your pizza, folks. Play with your pizza. I can't emphasize
it. Sounds dirty.
It does sound dirty, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Take your hand off my leg.
Play with my pizza.
Jesus, here we go. So tonight, it's going to be a great show, man. We're going to talk to one of the smartest pizza individuals I've ever met in my life, Colin Kaplan. He's the producer of the new movie, Pizza, A Love Story. And, of course, his book he has out, which is a fantastic book about New Haven pizza. Then we're going to get to your shout-outs. We asked out on Instagram. We got a few phone calls on the voicemail. We got a few shout-outs on the Instagrams as well about that. So we're going to get those out there as well. Should be a fun show tonight, Jeffy. All about pizza. Celebrating the wonderful food that is pizza here on Plum Love Foods Live tonight on a Thursday in October.
Woo! Thursday, October.
That's right.
Pizza.
That's right.
Beautiful. I'm so... And it's getting colder. And the colder it gets, the more pizza I want to eat. I don't know about you, but I think pizza in the fall, it's like the perfect food.
Hibernation food, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, man. Carbo load to lay down.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. So check it out. We're going to take a break. We're going to pop top on a cold one. And we come back, we'll be joined by good brother Colin Kaplan talking all about pizza. It's your boy Chef Plum, Chef Jeffy, joined here live at the in-studio bar with Chef Dave. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live on a Thursday here in October. We'll see you guys in 1 second. Stay right there. Oh, yeah, Dave. Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco, and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com.
Every 100 years, an idea comes along that changes the way we think.
One small step for man, one giant step for...
It molds us as people, outlines social norms, and brings us full circle in life.
Go ahead, son. Fetch that cleaver and stump. It's time to take out that cock.
Mommy, where does chicken meat come from?
Yeah, how do we kill these chicken to eat now when we raise them, Trevor?
A dream turned into a reality. So inspiring, so creative, it needs no introduction. Chef tested, poultry farmer approved and endorsed by the Church of Jesus and Latter-day Saints. Introducing Cock Blocks, the first cutting board guillotine designed to lock in that cock just before you lop its top. Comes complete with ergodynamic blood pool, adjustable leather straps, three blade choices, and a face splatter shield just in case. Now you can take your cock harvesting to the next level. Take it to Cock Blocks.
Order now online, www.cockblocks.com. That's blocks with triple X. The first 100 orders will receive a free child-size splatter shield.
A sizzle plate product.
Plum Love Foods right here on a Thursday. It's your boy Chef Plum, Chef Jeffy, joined also live.
Yes, sir.
Chef Dave. It's all about pizza tonight on Plum Love Foods, Jeffy. I love pizza.
I love pizza. Like,
if we could cut a pizza really? With one of the cock blocks.
Absolutely. Cock blocks will slice a pizza, guillotine the pizza. I mean, it'd be a little rough. You know, you're just going to get all halfies.
Yeah. It'd be like weird pieces of pizza or something then. So check it out. When it comes to pizza.
Four cuts, that's it.
As chefs, we all love pizza. As people, we all love pizza. We know a lot about pizza, at least we think we do. At least I think I did until I met our guest tonight here on the program. I really found this guy to be super knowledgeable and very easy to talk to and just a really cool individual. So I said, you know what? We got to get him on the show, Jeffy. I called you right afterwards and told you all about Colin, didn't I?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You went right on the list of someone to get on the show immediately. I was super excited.
Absolutely. This guy is out there hustling like a champion when it comes to movies, when it comes to pizza. He's got a movie out there. He's got a book coming out. And not only that, he's one of the nicest individuals you'll ever meet. And he knows a shit ton about pizza. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the program, good brother Colin Kaplan. Come on. Colin, how are you, man?
Hey, okay. Sorry, I'm here. How you doing?
Colin, welcome to the program. We're happy to have you here, man. How are you this evening?
Oh, good, man. I think you just made everybody hungry.
Well, listen, we try to get them chef tips out there for people. People like to hear that shit.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's just that it's almost like it's like talking about the details and like, I don't know, it just people start thinking about all the little things, the bubbles, the olive oil on the crust, the way you cook salt. I mean, it gets a little dirty.
It does. It does. You should have seen Dave put his hand on my leg when he was talking, of course, to make it weird.
What kind of beer is that?
That's a great question. Colin, man, when we first talked on the NPR show, I was like, dude, this guy is incredible. I can't believe he lives here in Connecticut, and I've never met you before. We haven't hung out before. I think we have some friends in the same circles, but I'm so glad I got a chance to talk to you and bring you here into this crazy, weird world we have here on the podcast. So thanks for taking the time tonight. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for doing all what you do, and I'm very happy to be here and to kind of take part in what you do, the education, the fun, the romance, the whole thing. Yep.
Did you say bromance? I like that. That's good.
I said bromance.
Jeffy, he's already in. He gets it.
You get us.
That's
you
right.
You see who we are.
You understand.
Yeah, no, I have my list. You guys qualified for a whole bunch of things. So it's good.
Nice. I'm glad we could check those boxes off. So, Colin, I just want to kind of set the table with everyone for you. About you, talk a little bit about your kind of history and how you got into doing what you do and becoming literally like the pizza Jedi.
Sure, thanks. Well, I traditionally don't have a food background. I'm an architect. I'm trained in architecture. So I became a historian. So 10 years ago, I began leading food tours in Santa Monica, California. And that's how I got into, I would almost say how I got into the food business. And in that way, I also missed my favorite food, which was in New Haven. It's called Abitz. And I missed it so much, I decided to move back home. I mean, L.A. just couldn't cut it.
Because of pizza. A beats.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So we call it abits, and it's an old, ancient Neapolitan word for pizza that only people in the New Haven area still use. So we, you know, if you grew up in New Haven, if you grew up in this area, and, you know, there may be other Italian Americans or Italians who use that, but that's a very New Haven word.
Right. Yeah, it's funny because Jeffy was telling me, we were talking about pizza before we had you on the show, and he told me he wanted to go to Modern A Pizza, which cracked me up.
Yeah. No, it's like, I think I've said this to you, it's like, you know, when people aren't from New Haven, they say New Haven, and it's sort of like, oh, okay, so they're not from here, we'll just hold their hand a little bit, you know?
Yeah, well, that was me for a little while, too. New Haven. But you know what it is? It's because you try to have that professional voice, at least in me, and you try to say things like all the words, hit all the letters, and it's not always the right
hold the phone here for a second, guys. Can you explain to me the difference between New Haven and New Haven?
I'm going to do it. Ready?
Yeah.
There's New Haven. All right, no, I will go. That's true. There's New Haven. You're going to pronounce New. You kind of like more of an accent than New. So New Haven versus New Haven. Haven. You can drop the H. Just roll the new into the Avon.
New Avon.
It's one word.
So it's like the New England, New Orleans kind of thing.
It's,
like,
yeah.
It's like,
it's,
yeah, you got that.
It
like,
is, actually.
New Haven.
New Orleans is a great way of saying it. Yeah,
yeah, listen, New Haven.
That's actually a really good way to put it, Jeffy. You're right. New Haven.
All right. All right. I got that. Now I got you now. All right. I'm feeling it.
There you go.
It's undeniably a food town, okay? It's undeniably a food town. New Haven. New Haven.
Say it how you
got rid of the W.
That's the whole thing. You're right. Actually, we've been a food town for a long, long time, and a lot of people don't realize that the CIA was started here, the Culinary Institute.
Wow.
By two women. They started it in, I believe, 1946.
47.
They wanted to make a chef school for returning veterans, and they called it the New Haven Restaurant Institute. That's how it started.
I did not know that. That's awesome.
So. Yeah, it was home in New Haven until 1973 or so, and they moved to New York.
To Hyde Park, New York, which is, I don't know, Colin, if you knew, that's where I went. That's where I graduated from.
I could tell.
What does that mean?
Quality.
There you go. I like that, man. So let's talk a little bit about New Haven pizza. You know, obviously, all the lists, you know, there's, you know, Pepe's Pizza is always on the list, if not number one on the list. You're the expert in it. Why? Why is it always there? I mean, there's so much pizza across the country.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's funny. For someone like me, I grew up on it. So I think that is the story with so many of us. The pizza we grew up on, we love. That's kind of what it defines us. So why do so many other people like New Haven Pizza? And the story is generally speaking, New Haven pizza, when I describe it to somebody, I say it's Neapolitan. It is, which is sort of this like take on Neapolitan style pizza. And it's chewy, crispy, charred crust, baked in a brick oven, traditionally coal fired. And then it's cooked with the sauce or just crushed tomatoes on it with a little pecorino romano and that's the basic New Haven pie. if it's done right, it is, if it's balanced right, it's got kind of a crispy bottom to a just a delicious, tangy, slightly sweet sauce. And there's nothing more you really are asking for at that point. And when we travel, like if I go somewhere and somebody's eating, you know, they're eating any kind of pie from thick to thin, and it doesn't come up to the standards that I grew up on, I'm let down. And it's so easy to be let down. I can only say that other people around the world wait in line and decide that Pepe's, Sally's, Modern are some of the best pizzas in the whole world, perhaps the country, whatever. It's because they're finding that there's a balance. There's got to be something that they found in this pizza that's not found in other pizzerias. You know, we can talk about that, but it is a very personal thing.
Well, when it comes to pizza, like you said, it is a very, very personal thing. But when it comes to pizza, I mean, I think all across, you know, at least all across our country, I mean, it's kind of, you just known that, you know, Pepe's, Modern, Sally's, these are places that are icons in the pizza world. Are there a ton of differences between the three?
I mean, sure. I mean, if you were to go hand in hand and try each one, which we do on our Pizza Lovers tour, we go to four pizzerias in 6 hours, and it's a walking tour.
Talk so dirty. Keep going.
It's nasty, and we do have a beer, at least a beer at each stop. So burning calories, you're eating pizza, and we rate them at the end. And people are shocked. Some people may have gone to one pizzeria, but not the other three, and they're shocked by how different they are. To anyone else in the world, these could be the same style of pizza. We call it New Haven style. But when you have them side by side, you realize the differences in the three main parts, which is the crust, the sauce, and the cheese. And those bases, you know, are kind of, they can be so variable, even using the same exact ingredients. If you have a different method, we were just talking about a different method of making the dough, or a different canned tomato, or, you know, different kind of oven, whatever. It's so many possibilities.
You know, it's the little things too that make a difference when it comes to doing it. And as chefs, we all know, Jeff and Dave, you guys know that when you're making pizza dough, it's so volatile, it's so sensitive to temperature, to humidity, to, I mean, hell, if you had the wrong music on in the kitchen, the dough could not rise the way you want it to rise. It's such a sensitive thing. So it's kind of a wonder that these places are on these top 100 lists, you know, not just one list, tons of lists, and they do it so, I don't know, like, it's the same way every time. They have it mastered down to a science. I think it's pretty remarkable there, Colin.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, New Haven pizza is, in its very nature, it's so hard to produce unless you've got somebody teaching you what to do. We have our Greek style ones who put it in the pan. We don't really have Detroit style here. We don't really have Chicago style, and we have a few Neapolitan. So what we have here is this one style of making pizza, and we have about, in New Haven area, we've got probably about 300 or 400 pizzerias that we can sample from.
Unbelievable.
And it's just that there's every from the ones that you could say that's my go-to to, you know, I got a top 10 list, I'd say I don't want to go there again, and yet they'll have their own, you know, crowd of people that will say that's my favorite. It's just something that's going on where I think we choose what we like. There's things we like about it, you know, but it's a variable, and we are basically, New Haven is near sea level, so we are really close to the, you know, to the zero level, which I think also has a huge amount to do with what's happening with dough, you know, in our humid environment and stuff like that.
So for the purist, do they use a coal oven?
So not all of them. In New Haven, only two pizzerias use a coal oven present. And those are traditional, so it's Sally's and Pepe's.
So the two best use coal ovens, is what you're telling me.
I mean, you could say that if you feel that way, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, numbers, you know, when I see, like, the lists, those two are consistently really high on those lists, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this. Modern uses their old... They used their old oven, which was a coal, or what we would call, once upon a time, there was a thing called Coke, not what you guys are thinking.
Oh,
Dave Coca-Cola? Dave, what were you thinking?
Dave perked up. He was like, huh?
Shrimp special. No, but it was a byproduct of coal, and they used to burn that product in there. So it was like a coal, but it was a little different. So today they use anthracite. Modern has their old oven, but in the 60s, when that old product ran out, they actually converted to oil, heating oil.
What?
And they shoot a flame that is burning oil into their oven.
Wow.
So yeah, they're the only one I know that's using heating oil. I've looked up many pizzerias in this country. I cannot find the one that uses heating oil.
So and there's no there's no fume taste that comes across with the
There's no fume taste. I mean, it's burning off. But what we get the charring, the, you know, all the fun effects of coal, you know,
yeah,
whatever that does, drying, and you know, even wood puts a soot on a dough. There's a layer of flavor that happens at Modern that's different than the others. So, you know, uh-huh, talk about that.
I am so intrigued. I want to eat this pizza so bad. And to eat it, if I come to what? tasteofnewhaven.com, that's where I'm going to go to get a hold of you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you want to meet me, hang out, we'll walk the town and just eat pizza and like learn by trial by fire.
I love it.
So
I love it.
Yeah.
Is it sacrilegious to, you know, especially to a guy like you? I'm just curious, when you think you see pizzas that are like Domino's pizza, Papa John's, is that just, I mean, do you just turn your nose up like, this is fucking garbage?
No, I mean, there's recycling too. You can always you can compost. So here's what I'd say. No, check it out. Even I call myself a snob, but I ate Domino's as a kid as well, and we have there's literally like two Domino's and there's one Papa John's. So I had Papa John's in college when I went to school, and I had Papa John's there. It was the most consistent pizza I could find in New Orleans. And, you know, there's a place for those things, and they're a different kind of product. I think that those are pizza. Most Americans would say that that's the pizza they know. You know, Pizza Hut, Papa John's, Domino's, whichever wants to borrow. But, you know, those brands started out as one shop, and they got big, and they had to figure out ways to automate and make it the same everywhere. And people have expected or want that. And so, no, I mean, there is a place for those products. I would not personally.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
No, I don't have time or space in my stomach to put those things.
Right. You know, so I grew up in Richmond, Virginia, and growing up in Richmond, Virginia, there's lots of great food. Pizza is not one of them, at least off the top of my head, but we always had, they would deliver till 4 in the morning, Chinello's Pizza. It is the garbage pizza of pizzas, but you could get one for $7, and they would come to your house or deliver to me, for instance, on a fishing pier. And for a long time, I thought it was one of the best pizzas I ever had, until I, you know, had real pizza. And, you know, I think that, like you said, it's what you grew up with that you think is great pizza until you have great pizza. That's probably safe to say, right?
It's a good statement. I mean, what I call it is it's very much a religious experience.
Yeah.
So you might have had, like, you know, certain religion that growing up, and then you found, like, this amazing gospel that you were like, oh my God, Lord, have mercy. I have found, you know, the Lord. And that's what it's like coming to me.
I had Pepe's tonight, and I would have eaten myself sick. I would not stop eating.
That's also called extremism.
No, you know, that's what
listen, I mean. Pepe's white clam pizza with some crushed chili flakes on that shit is probably one of the greatest things I've ever put in my mouth. Like, me and my wife ate an entire pizza. We ate an entire pizza in... I don't even, like, before we got to the ferry, like, it was incredible. We just, like, covered in oil. It was so good. We were, like, laughing out loud. And like it was like one of the craziest times. It was so amazing.
Man,
that shit's so good.
That's a damn good.
So good.
What stood out to you the most? I mean, I said some stuff. You said like the oil and the. I mean, was there a flavor or texture that stood out?
To me, I love that style of pizza. I make a lot of pizza myself, and I love wood fired pizzas. I like them really thin, and I love like char mark and how it's like crispy and a little chewy. And the clam pizza to me, it's just so good, and it's like they perfected it. I've had a lot of clam pizzas in a lot of different places, but that was like perfect. Like there wasn't anything wrong with it. It was like salty. It was like briny. There was just like just the right amount of like Parmesan and like.
Yeah.
Just a little like sprinkle of the chili flakes I threw on there, and it was just so simple. Like it wasn't overdone. There wasn't too much on it. It was just harmony. So simple and perfect, and that's what I liked about it. To be honest, like all the things that work together with it, you know, the grease, the briny clam bite, you know, the little spicy, the crispy dough, like it was just they did it right.
Yeah, I think you hit it. The simplicity is what we, I mean, that's kind of what I base it on. You know, if you can have a very simple pizza that I only try pizzas that are either the what we call it anywhere else a marinara, you know, and then maybe I'll try a mozzarella pie, but that's kind of my baseline. Yeah. And in a white pie, if you're going to do something like a white clam or, you know, there's all sorts of specials out there. They should be really really simple and really. Really good, right? And then you know.
Well, that's what I always say. Is like if you're gonna go off the rails, it better be fucking amazing. Because right. I make pizzas a lot. I'm a private chef. I cook for a family. I make pizzas once a week, you know. And I like to like reuse shit out of the fridge. So every once in a while, I'll do like some weird like barbecue, you know, whatever smoked chicken pizza, like this and that. But I like make it really good, and everyone's always like. Like, I didn't think I was going to like this, but it's fucking insanely good. Because it's usually, I just do, I try to follow this, like what Plum was saying earlier, just keep it simple, stupid. You know, just like.
Don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it. Just less is more on a pizza, too. Like, so many people think that you got to put an inch of toppings on something. And it's like, it's, couldn't be,
right.
You know, like less cheese is better on a pizza. It makes it. Better, you know what I mean? Like, in my opinion, I mean, some people, I mean, food subjective, you know, whatever. Fuck you, people who are bitching right now, but you know.
Well, so Colin, maybe you could help out here, just you know, for the good brothers here in the faction. We talk a lot about, you know, pizza, how did it get here, the origins of it. Maybe you can shine a little light on that for us.
I'll do my best. I mean, okay, pizza came with the Italian immigrants. That's step one. The immigrants came here for jobs and were, you know, cities like New Haven, but especially big cities, you know, New York, Boston, and others, Chicago, you could say, you know, Detroit. Some of these places were big cities. Some of them were small cities, but the Italians came there. They had, you know, the ones making pizza were from Campania, which is Naples and the region around Naples. And they brought their home cooked foods. They brought the foods that they could find on the street. And, bakers, really, in New Haven's story, the bakers were the ones who began making pizza. They were bread bakers, and they'd bake in these massive ovens back in the 1890s and 1900s, and they ended up making pizzas with the very simple toppings of canned and goods that were, you know, aged. You could say aged cheese or, you know, a meat that's kind of like a sausage-type meat. So these are things that didn't have to be fresh, and you know, they could be leftovers. You know, that's a tradition in Italy. They would use leftovers, but you know, the bakers started it here. So in cities like New York, you had grocery stores that had a bakery in the back, and they would often offer like pizza in that same way. So there are variables on how pizza became this kind of served food in America. It took a while, and what people don't realize is that this was not a food that non-Italians ate. This was only an Italian dish, and it was only Southern Italians, and it really grew in the Italian community as, you know, as an accepted dish, but it really it took until the actually after World War II to be accepted by Americans as a as a popular dish. So it in some cities like New Haven, where it actually was popularized in the 20s and 30s, so we already had a pizza culture here. And it's part of why we were talking about New Haven right now. It's because there was an early pizza culture, and it was consumed by everybody, all the factory workers, all the ethnicities that grew up in New Haven. They were eating what they knew as what was called abitz, but they just knew it was this great Italian dish. Yeah. And that, you know, pizza, we know the word pizza, that means cake or pie, and that's an Italian word. But Neapolitan, which is known as like Napolitan, that's the language. Mm. That language, instead of saying la pizza, which is the formal way, they would say abitz.
Wow. So if I go into Pepe's or Sally's now, can I say, let me get a white clam pie and abitz?
So you might want to say, I'll get a white clam abitz. So it would be redundant to say pie and abitz.
But I think of abitz as being the classic tomato pie, just, you know, the tomato. The
oh, I see. You're saying and an abitz. Okay. Yeah.
But is that wrong? Is that not is that not a thing?
So I think you'd have to still say I'll get a white clam pie and a plain abitz. And then if they look at you and they say they don't know you, let's just say maybe they do. Now they know you, but let's just say they don't know you.
Right.
They might say, you want that comes with no mozzarella, are you sure?
Yeah, they
and
say
they'll
that.
Ask you now, because most people, when they order a plain in New Haven, they don't realize it's not coming with mozzarella. So they have to double check.
It's pretty cool. Mm. Isn't that interesting, Jeffy?
So when you order a pizza in New Haven, you have to say, oh, I like mozzarella on that. Mozzarella, you know, whatever fucking.
Yeah, we basically say mutz or mutz.
Yeah. I have this thing with like the garbage Italian language.
Tell me about it.
I really do, because it's like, you know, they're like, oh, capicola, and then it's like, no, it's gabagool. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And now here you come in, and it's like, hey, pizza, you know, I've known this thing pizza my whole life, and you're telling me that really it's abitz. Where does the A?
It's silent.
No, you say it, idiot. It's not silent.
It's at the beginning. The one at the A is silent.
What are you fucking talking about? He says it's abitz. How the fuck is that
There's
silent?
Still an A at the end of it because it's pizza. It's Italian.
Colin, this is my favorite part. You have a Long Island guy and a Detroit guy arguing about this. Neither one of us Connecticut people are chiming in. We're like, ah, whatever.
Oh, I think it's great. It's funny. I think it's awesome. My real question to you is, how do you say that Italian soup, not minestrone, how do you say the Italian soup that starts with pasta and ends with, what's that word?
Pasta fagioli?
No, isn't it pasta fagioli? I mean, that's the whole thing.
That's awesome. Hold up.
Okay, terrific.
Wow. Nicely done.
Well, I was raised by these Italians that don't you know what I mean, like say that. But then when I went to Italy, they were like, no one says that. Stop talking like that. Stop. And then I was like, okay, hey, I'm sorry, you know. And then, you know, it's funny. It's just funny how I'm like, and then I was convinced for a long time I was raised by garbage Italians. But you're giving me hope that maybe they were like nobly done.
So that's the whole thing. And it's actually kind of sad. Think about this. The immigrants who came to this country generally were poor. And a lot of them came from the South, and they spoke the, you know, dialects and the old, we're going to call it the old languages. And what happened in Italy, it's part of the history there, is the north of Italy basically unified the whole country together and made them speak Florentian Italian. And they said, your culture is garbage. Your language is garbage. If you don't want to be looked at as a peasant, you can speak our language and you speak your right. You can pay our taxes. And that's part of the story. And if you go to Italy now, they don't want to speak the dialect.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
They don't want to speak the Nobly Don anymore in public because it's shunned.
That's my dude. He's dropping knowledge right there. That's my
crazy.
Dude.
I know. You know, my aunt told me that about Sicily. Similar thing. You know, she learned Italian here in the States, and then she went over to Sicily, and no one even understood what she was saying. it was like a total.
Yeah. We've held an archaic language here longer than Italy has, just like we have old recipes for food that Italy doesn't even make anymore.
That's insane to me.
Yeah, there's a lot, and so we're studying that. We're figuring that out through the history lens and some of the science. Some of the chefs who are trying to get into the science of why do we do the things we do? There is actually sort of a historical record for it that you have to go back before World War II, in some cases before World War I in Italy, and see what they were doing.
How did you find all this stuff out? Was this all making this the movie, the pizza love story? Is that the name of the movie that you
were filming? Buckaroo Bonds? Oh no, totally different thing. So I'm driving. Try it. For the last 10 years, I've been focused on a little bit of helping out with this movie. I got more and more involved in helping Gorman Bachard, the director, and Dean Falcone, producer and musician, in creating this movie about the history of Sally's Pepe's and Modern. And it's literally telling the world that you haven't had pizza unless you've had those three. The level of snobbery is very high, but it's a really really well done movie. And they needed a historian. They needed someone to do the background. So I began focusing on that. And when I was writing my book, Pizza in New Haven, it was also another focus. It was really a way of, it was a really unusual focus because no one's ever really done a historical study of pizza. There's no proper American historical study of pizza. And my focus very much on New Haven, but I tried to tell a little bit of a bigger story.
So you're familiar with pizza, in the movie, do you guys go deep in pizza, not just New Haven pizza, but do you check pizza, the history from Brooklyn, all the way upstate and all around, like you said, Cleveland, off the air earlier, we were talking and joking around and you were saying how Cleveland even has some history with Guineas from, New Haven.
Free Guinea.
New Haven,
The Haven. that was actually way back in the, it must have been the late 1700s or whatever it was, early 1800s, but no, well before. But the thing, the movie only focuses on New Haven and New Haven style pizzerias around the country. They kind of ignores the rest of the world. It's only New Haven.
I love it.
Well, but yeah. It's interesting though, because New Haven style pizza is a style of pizza. It's not just a place where pizza is. It's definitely a style of pizza that's being recreated in different parts of the country.
Yeah, and well, and sometimes not so well. So it's it is kind of a lens that was put on, and that lens is there. Pizza New Haven, as the name suggests, is also a focus, but there is a Connecticut pizza history, and I did talk about other cities and tried to give a brief historical overview of some of the history in cities like New York, Boston, and Trenton, and whichever cities I could find any really, really old history in.
Is that something that you're interested in, the pizza history, from other places as well?
Yeah, that's what's happening is, unfortunately, it's how it is. When you find something you really, really love, you really like, it's like a fire. You catch it and you got to keep going. So I've been studying. I've got a list of all the historic pizzerias in the country. I'm trying to put them together. I'm trying to tell stories. I'm collecting as much evidence and artifacts. There's like four of us in the country.
You got to make a show, dude. That would be amazing, man. Yeah, I would watch really that cool. shit.
Oh, it's insane, man. And we're so nerdy. Like, there's a level, like, we're either tour guides or research people, and, like, we're, like, we nerd out. If you listen to me and Scott Wiener in New York and or, like, Peter Regas in Chicago, the three of us start talking, it's, like, it's almost like Ghostbusters. Like, we're, like, we've got to figure out how to get these ghosts out of this place. You know, it's, like, we have our equipment on. Yeah. Nice.
That's amazing, man. Hey.
That's a future thing, though. It's going to take a long time to do a lot of this research.
Well, listen, if you want to check that movie out, the easiest way to watch it, it's on YouTube right now. Just put in the search, Pizza, A Love Story. It comes right up. It just came out recently. You can press it. You can watch it there. It's about an hour and a half. It's a great watch, man. I've started it. I haven't finished it yet, but you can check it out there. Also, if you're here local, I think they got some screenings coming up, right?
So there's some screenings planned. I don't have details, but I know that That's we right. try to work, you know, with COVID rules and stuff. We are trying to do things that are spaced and going to be, you know, attractive to people. So we are trying to work with a local brewery to get a screening there. We've done that before, and we've had some at pizzerias. So I think these are ways to get the movie out to people. But yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. You can literally download it, watch it, rent it, rate it, the whole thing.
Yeah, I think the YouTube does the same thing now, where you can rent it off YouTube. That's what I was just talking about there.
That's awesome.
That's where I had it. So check it out. It's a really cool movie, man, and you can learn a lot about pizza, especially when you have great guys like Colin talking to you about it. Man, you were like a pizza like historian. I love it. You're talking all about it. Now, how much do you know about other pizzas across the country? I'm sure you've lived in other places. You said you were a West Coast guy for a little bit. I mean, do you have any experience with some of these other pizzas?
Yeah, I mean, I have some experience. I have some. I dabble, you know. I've traveled to Chicago a few times and eaten. Whenever I travel, I do try to have what's being served there and what's being recommended.
Chicago pizza's tough for me, man. That sauce on top, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
The word pizza could be used lightly there.
Yeah, I don't know. And then, you know, here with the faction of good brothers here, you know, Dave, one of our close good brothers, he's from Detroit, and we always fuck with him about his pizza. He's a big fan of Detroit style pizza. We tell him it's not pizza, it's casserole. But can you give us any words on Detroit pizza? I don't know. What are your thoughts on it? How do you feel about it? Can you describe it for everybody? I don't want Dave to do it because he'll be very biased.
Is Dave listening?
I am.
He's standing right beside me, holding a microphone, good. Getting ready to pounce.
Okay. Let me just get my plan B. Okay. So no, I got you. I try to describe Detroit pizza because Detroit pizza is like, in a way, it's like the underdog that's coming back. It's like come back in the last 10 years and it's taken over cities like Austin, Texas, and it's coming into New York City and it's taken over the blocks. So what's happening is that it's like a pan pizza. It's somewhere between a grandma style and a Sicilian, what we call Sicilian style in America. Came out of Sicilian, I understand. And the idea is it's a pan style, thicker crust pizza. In the term where we say pizzas means any kind of pie or cake, you know, in that sense. It's not Neapolitan in its sense, but it's generally speaking, it's probably more related to like the focaccias, focaccia family.
Okay.
And they've just been doing it. They've been doing something that people love, the crispy cheese, the kind of layering of the dough. And it's like, when I first heard of it, I was like, whatever, like, yeah, Motown and, you know, all the cars and all that stuff, but now you want to take credit for pizza, and it felt wrong, but I think what it really is about, like, this kind of discovery and all these chefs doing something that's actually easier to make. it's much easier to make a Detroit pizza than a New Haven pizza.
I absolutely agree. It's much easier to make, and I'm in a movement called Let's Call It Casserole.
Thank you.
Have you ever made a Detroit-style pizza, Jeff?
Let him finish so you can jump on him. Don't step on
him. Listen, David, I will challenge you to a Detroit style cook-off because
Colin
will
be bring Colin as a judge.
I have this inner peace that tells me I can cook a casserole like nobody's business.
There it is.
I worked at the original Detroit style spot.
What's it called?
Buddy's Pizza.
Colin, you ever heard of this place?
I have, of course.
Oh shit!
And
okay.
It'll probably be one of the people.
Damn. All right. Well, David, here's your chance to retort. You've heard Jeffy bring it in. He's the resident Plum Love Foods expert. And, of course, you've heard good brother Colin talking about it. What do you think?
I like Colin's view on it. Jeff, go fuck yourself. One little known fact, if it wasn't for the auto industry, there would be no Detroit-style pizza. Because it was actually a spare part from the factories that was used as the pans.
And they cooked the shit out of it and served it and called it pizza. They were like, here, just chew on it. It'll go down eventually.
No, man, they cooked it so the cheese would caramelize and that becomes your crust.
Look, I don't know. I like how Colin's like, yeah, I'm not really talking about this pizza anymore.
I actually am going to learn because I think these are some cool new facts that I love. I think that the tradition, these stories, these are part of it. And it is totally different style. It's a totally different thing. People are looking for a different thing.
Yeah.
So it's not, to me, it's not apples to apples. I actually don't think we can rate them side by side.
Listen, here's the thing. I kind of agree with Colin. Like, yeah. Ford, Detroit, fantastic, right? Motown, fantastic. Eminem, Ghetto Boys, ICP, all great things coming out of Detroit. Fantastic place. Leave pizza the fuck alone. Let's just leave it alone.
Didn't you just hear? He said it's taking over the block.
In Austin, Texas.
He just said it's going into New York. There's actually a Jets pizza in fucking Queens right now. That's a chain pizza, Detroit style, from Michigan. Made it to the city.
In Queens.
Oh, my God. Okay, so there's Lions, Tigers,
you know what
and Squares.
You know what else is in Queens? Papa John's.
Fuck Papa John's.
Colin. I don't want to have to fight
with
the family.
I've had Sbarro in Michigan, yep. Just going to say.
Wow.
I've had Sbarro in, like, every airport ever.
Colin, if you had to pick your favorite type of pizza that wasn't New Haven, what would it be?
Yeah, okay. I guess it's, I mean, honestly, like, I've had some good pizza in New York City that, and Boston, that's like, I kind of think it's like New Haven style, so it's neapolitan, but if I was going to say the next style, it's the Neapolitan. I mean, it's this kind of,
thin crust. Char.
But like the way they kind of make the gooey, it's gooey. It's undercooked a little bit, but it's still leoparded and char and very quick made and all these select ingredients that are, make it what it is. But that's a nice style. It's very fresh. It's very like, it's a snack.
It's simple.
Really simple. I can see where they're related. They're like distant cousins. They did the DNA test. They're like, yeah, you're my cousin. And they're just different.
Hey, we did the same thing down south. Just turns out we didn't use tests. Oh, hang on a second. Sorry, I've got something for myself. All right. Didn't go
nice.
Well.
I wish I had that button.
I got a lot of them, too. A lot of times when Dave talks, Colin, we have this one. It's my favorite.
Shut up, dummy.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Hey, Colin, man, we appreciate your time coming on the program tonight. If you haven't done so yet, take some time this weekend. Go check out the movie Pizza, A Love Story. It's a fantastic movie. Learn about this New Haven pizza. And if you get a chance, get out there, man. Jeffy, how can we get in touch with Colin?
You're going to go to tasteofnewhaven.com, and you're going to get on there. You're going to find his charming face. You're going to, book a tour. You're going to go out. There's all sorts of tours.
That's all it's going to be right there. And then, of course, hit him up on the Instagram, at Taste of New Haven on Instagram. Colin, you're the man, brother. We appreciate you. We got to have you back.
I appreciate you guys. You guys, keep cooking. Keep doing your thing. Don't listen to each other. Cook, and I'll be there to eat, okay?
Let's do this.
We all do like each other. You never know it, but we do.
I get it. I totally get it. You break bread.
That's it. Colin, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate the hell out of you taking the time tonight to join us and keep fighting the good fight and doing what you're doing and educating all those motherfuckers in the world about what real pizza is. It comes from New Haven. We thank you, brother. We appreciate your time.
Yep.
Give it up for him,
guys.
Colin Kaplan joining the program tonight. Colin, take care, brother.
Thank you, brother. See you soon.
Take care, brother. There he goes. Colin Kaplan joined the program tonight, Jeffy. How cool is that dude?
Super cool. Super cool. And I want to go up to New Haven and hang out with him and go on the pizza crawl or the pizza lovers tour. Six pizzerias, I think he said. Is that what he said? Six pizzerias?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, let me tell you something about that dude right now, man. You get a guy like that who can take you around and show you some great pizza, I mean, you're going to find out that New Haven is a really cool place to be.
Dude, he's like one of the most knowledgeable dudes about Italian history that I've ever hung out with. I mean, I'm Italian, and I don't know anything about it. Frank Pallotti? What? He does? I don't think he's even Italian anymore.
Nah, he's not Italian. He's not Italian. Hey, let me tell you, we got to go to Dave here for a second, because Colin did not shit on Detroit pizza.
Yeah, he's because it's, that's why. It's good.
Jeffy goes, because he's a sweetheart, that's why.
He's a nice right. guy.
He just said you can't compare it because it's their own style.
Exactly. It's a fucking casserole.
It's a fucking pizza.
It's a pizza casserole. Can we call it that?
No, we can't call it that. We're just going to call it pizza. And Colin, if you're still listening and you're in Detroit and you want a pizza tour, I will totally give you one. I'll take you all the awesome spots.
Dude, let me tell you something right now. Jeffy, here's the thing. Ever since we started hanging out and doing stuff, Jeffy, and becoming good friends, Connecticut's not a bad place for food, is it?
Nah, man, you really opened my eyes up to Connecticut. I mean, we did Elite Chef, and it really blew my mind. I mean, right. how many amazing chefs came out to audition, and we only got to pick eight of them. They were, I mean, crazy. I'm constantly telling my wife, this next house we buy is going to be up in Connecticut.
It's not a bad place to live, man. You're not far from the city. You're not far from Boston. The ocean's not too far away. Hey, I've learned to really love it up here. It's not a bad spot. Big shout out to Good Brother, new friend of the show. I think Jeff. I think we made a friend there, Colin Kaplan. He's a good dude, man.
He's definitely my friend because he didn't talk shit about Detroit style.
That's true.
I'm reevaluating my friends list right now, and you guys are looking pretty unfamiliar. Just saying.
Yo. David, you can't forget me, buddy.
That's right. Hey, the text has been blowing up, so I got to get another good brother from the faction here, Chef Dan. Dan, hey, brother. What's up, man?
Yo, what up? What's going on?
Big Dan.
Just talking pizza with good brother Colin Kaplan, man. What do you think? He's a good dude, isn't he?
Yo, I loved him on the season show. I heard him on there with you on NPR. That shit was great. And he's just hitting us with more information on this one. It was incredible.
Let me tell you something, man. When you get a guy like that who could talk pizza, who knows, I mean, you can hear the respect he has for it. And it's honestly great. You got to check out that movie, Pizza, A Love Story. It's on Amazon. It's on the YouTubes. You can rent it there. It's only like a couple bucks, but highly recommend you check it out.
Yo, I want to see it. I got fucking Amazon, so I'm going to check it out for sure.
Yeah, there you
After
go.
After I watch the episode of The Boys, though.
Oh, yo, we can't talk about The Boys, man. Yo, that's my shit right there. Have you guys watched The Boys yet?
I have not.
Dude.
That shit is incredible.
It's crazy, man. It's some crazy
It is bugged
shit.
Out, yo.
It's some crazy shit.
It's so wicked bugged it. Out. The last one's coming out tomorrow. It's going to be good.
Tomorrow. I can't wait.
Me too.
Yo, so we're talking about pizza here on the program. Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy Chef Plum. Chef Jeff joined, of course, Chef Dave and Chef Dan. We just had a great conversation with our new friend of the program, Colin Kaplan. He is the author of the book Pizza from New Haven. And, of course, he is one of the producers of the new movie Pizza, A Love Story. Make sure you follow him at Taste of New Haven on Instagram. We reached out to everybody via social and everything else all about... you know, to get some shout outs from your favorite pizza places, Jeffy. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, we got 4 or 5 calls on the hotline, on the Plum hotline.
Yeah, we got some people calling in. We got some shout
outs. Voicemails, people from all over actually, you know, shouting out pizza from some of the usual suspects, the people just you know, a little fired up.
Yeah. Well, before we got into them, I thought it might be fun to just ask the brothers here. You know, Dan, if you want to give a shout-out, and Dave, you'll have a shout-out. You're going to do it right this second. But I want to start it off with good brother Mike Stibe is chiming in here on the instant feedback. He loves the New York-style pizzas, right? So, you know, definitely not the New Haven-style pizzas, but New York-style pizzas. But he says basically most Connecticut pizza places, John's Best, Brick House. Brick House is garbage. Sorry, Mikey. And what did he say? Amos Great in New Milford. Haven't been there. And he says, of course, Pappy's. Pappy's is always on everybody's tongue, Jeffy.
Yo, Pappy's is fire, yo. If I lived closer, I would go to Pappy's. But I don't live that close. So.
Hey, they deliver. They'll come over to you. I'll tell them you're Chef Jeff.
Yeah, I will, actually.
That's it.
You know, I will.
We got let's go to one of these voicemails here. Let me make sure we got some volume up so we can hear this shit. But let's get a voicemail in. You ready?
I'm always ready, Poppy.
Tim from Rome, New York. Best pizza in Rome is La Roma's. Best tomato pie is Daniela's from Utica.
I don't know either one of those places, Tim.
No, he doesn't want. That wasn't the one he wanted.
That was the wrong one. All right,
that was the wrong one. That was the wrong one.
Well, here we go. They're kind of out of order. Here you go.
Hold on. I was like,
"Hello there, boys. This would be Chef Michelle Ragusis calling in, and I'm going to say my favorite pizza place is Pepe's all the way in New Haven, Connecticut." Happy first, Sally's second, and Roseland Pizza in Derby, Connecticut is third. You know it. I love you guys.
Hey, Chef Michelle Ragusis from Food Network right there calling in, giving her pizza shout-outs, right?
I've also seen her eat Detroit-style pizza.
Have you?
Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. I talked to her about it. I was like, what do you think? She's like, it's fucking good. So.
All right. Well, clearly she doesn't have any idea what good pizza is, but that's okay.
Motherfucker, she just like...
I'm kidding. Those are great pizza places. Dan, have you had any of those? You and I have eaten Pepe's together, so I know you have. But how about Sally's? You been to Sally's?
Talking to your mic, bro.
Good talk, Dan. Good talk. Jeffy, how about you? I know you've had Pepe's before, but you've never had Sally's, have you?
No, I've never had Sally's or Modern or any of the other ones up there.
Modern? A Beats.
Yeah, whatever.
A Beats. A Beats.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah,
where'd you go?
Yeah,
you left us.
Back.
And I was on mute for some fucking reason.
Welcome back.
It's really pissing me off. Yes, well, I wanted to say that Roseland's Pizza, so I heard it from your show on NPR, Seasoned, and I was like, this Roseland's, I never heard of it. And now Chef Michelle, my homegirl, is talking about it, so now I really have to find out. And I'm really close to Derby right now, so I'm definitely going to have to check out this Roseland's Pizza.
Oh, yeah. Hey, congratulations, Dan, on the new crossha.
Hey, there you go.
Yes. Thank you.
That's what's up.
But I'm going to try to pizza.
That's what's up. Jeffy, we got to try to get into some of these places, man. Let's go over this other voicemail here.
Okay. So I think the next one you should play would be the first one.
Right, I got you. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Hey, Chef Jeff. This is Tim from Rome. You win Plum Rock. Love your show. Long time listener, first time caller. Have to say, my favorite pizza up in Rome, New York is from La Roma's. And while I'm at it, I'd have to mention Daniela's has the best tomato pie, and that's over in Utica. Can't wait to hear it on the line, and keep up the good work. Later.
That's a solid voicemail right there. You know what my favorite my favorite part of that voicemail is where you said, I rock. I like that part.
Yeah, I know.
I have a question about the tomato pie. Isn't that like a Pittsburgh or Philly thing?
No, it's New Haven. That's where it came from, the tomato pie.
First time I had it, I was not in Connecticut. Like it's it may have started somewhere, but it becomes a thing somewhere else. Doesn't mean
guys,
what?
First I have to screw a little bit on this because have either of you been to Utica, New York or Rome? New York.
No, I have never been in upstate New York.
That part of upstate New York, it's, you don't say it that way.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Yeah, I was just trying to be...
Oh, wait, I've been to Buffalo. Does that count?
I was trying to make it sound like... I was trying to make it sound like New Haven, New York.
So, we heard Colin talk about the tomato pie, which is the original abitz, which is simply it's the canned tomato, canned crushed tomatoes, salt, a little Romano cheese, and the dough.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all right. Yeah. That's abitz. That's the tomato pie.
So a tomato pie in upstate New York is totally different. It's like somewhere in between Detroit style or Chicago style and what you guys are talking about. So it's like a thicker crust that's been cooked in a pan, right? And it has like a thick layer of sauce. And then, like, usually, like, Parmesan and, like, a sprinkle of some sort of Italian seasoning on it or something. And then it's baked like that.
That sounds delicious.
Everyone loves it. My wife, when we go to Utica, her family's from Utica. I know people we know people in that area. I love Tim. Tim's actually my lawyer. He's the man.
Oh, nice.
he's awesome.
Yeah, I don't think there's a right or wrong. But, again, like, when I hear tomato pie, I think New Haven pizza. That's what I think of. You know, the typical Pepe's, you go in, order a beets, go to Sally's, order a beets, you get that tomato pie, which is just those crushed tomatoes. You know, that's simple.
Yeah. Delicious. So anyway, pizza up there in that area. So there's a lot of Italians up in Utica. I wish we could have asked Colin about Utica in particular, because there's a ton of Italians up there. Like there's like a whole Italian American sort of community in that area, and they all swear by these types of pizzas. And their pizza, it's mozzarella on the bottom, sauce on top.
Yeah, yeah. See, Detroit style is the same thing. It's the cheese on the bottom, sauce on the top. That's an legit Detroit style.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing, man. There he goes. So, Detroit style and tomato pies, I guess, are the same thing. Is that what you're saying?
No. No, it's not. That's not what I'm saying at all.
You confuse
me. It's more like focaccia. It was more like a tomato focaccia to me.
All right.
How do you say it?
Focaccia?
Yeah. How does Plum say it?
Focaccia.
You said that shit like Frank would.
No, he goes,
"What's Frank? Focaccia."
No, he probably just leaves the A off. It's like focat.
Yeah, focat. I got a little focat with my gabagool. There's a little baby gabagool with my focat.
I wanted to say to you boys when you were talking about moots and all that shit. Growing up down south, when someone would come in, they would say, "Oh, where I'm come from, we call it prosciutto." We would always be like, "Yeah, where we come from, you sound like an asshole."
Yeah. Yes. 100%. I hate that shit. I can't stand when they cut letters out of the fucking thing. Like, yo, it's a word. It has multiple letters. Use all
but
of them.
They're preserving dead language. Didn't you hear that part?
Well, that's where I was really impressed. I mean, the amount of information that he shared with us about blew my mind. Yeah, it really opened me up about like the history of like Italian America or Italian people and like in Italy how they were like I knew they were taken over by Florentine, but I didn't realize they all spoke different dialects and different languages and were forced to speak like, you know, like the Queen's English or whatever. Or like, you know, the king's fucking attempt.
Let's hit this on the voicemail. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Jordan, born and raised in New York. Just wanted to call him and let you guys know the best pizza in New York City, hands down. All right, we got too many to count, but off the top of the head, for the best plain slice in New York, you got to go to DeFaro's in Brooklyn, the original spot. The best pie plain, Lucali's hands down. You got John's and Bleecker.
That's good.
Grimaldi's used to be good, but they're falling off a little bit. I don't care what anyone says, but Spumoni Gardens is trash. Cassie's Pizza is good, but you got to go to the one in Harlem. And if you want like a good pizzeria with like mixed toppings and all sorts of crazy sorts of pizzas, you got to go to Pizza Park on the Upper East Side. And yeah, by the way, Jeff pees on his balls. I'm out. Later.
Yo. Shout out to Jordan. Appreciate the phone call, man.
It's my boy right there.
New York pizza, I mean, look. It's hard to argue. There's great pizzas in New York, but here's the thing about New Haven pizza. You can't go get a slice of New Haven pizza. You get the whole pie. There is no slices.
Yeah, that is a downside. Another shout out to a New York spot, Joe's.
Joe's, all right.
Joe's is fucking fire. Best pizza, of course, in Brooklyn.
Yeah, we got to talk about best pizza, Brooklyn and Amagansett.
Roberta's, bro, and fucking Roberta's.
Roberta's is good too, man. But last, like, I went, fucking had to wait forever. Had to go back at another time. It's like hard to get pizza.
They're great.
What?
Because they're great.
Yeah, but it's hard to actually get in there to get a pizza.
Because they're great. That's my point. You gotta get in there. You gotta know somebody. You gotta tip somebody. You gotta get fucking in there. You gotta grease your way in there.
Why the fuck I gotta grease my way into a pizza spot when on my elbow there's gonna be grease running down my elbows as I'm eating it? Like,
that sounds gross.
Nah, man. You eat a good pizza, you're getting the pepperoni drip, and it's gonna go all the way down.
There's a pepperoni shortage. We talked about this.
I don't give a fuck. They better get on their shit with
yo,
their pepperoni.
Yo, fuck pepperoni. Fuck pepperoni.
Come on.
Who's somebody's playing game of pool or something?
That's what it sounds like.
It does. Oh, someone pissed in your coffee this morning? What happened? Fuck pepperoni.
Yo, I hate fucking pepperoni. Yo, pepperoni is the worst fucking pizza on the planet.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yo,
get the
I do not want a pepperoni.
Plumb that motherfucker
not
right now.
Get him a cut. Mute this motherfucker's mic.
Cut his mic. You're going off like Trump at a fucking freedom rally right now. What's going on?
Garbage. Yo, pepperoni isn't even Italian.
Italian. Who cares?
It's not. It's pepperoni means pepper in Italian. Okay, pepperoni is an American sausage. They took the idea of a supersata and they turned it into pepperoni. Pepperoni isn't even fucking Italian.
What did they do? You know, they added fucking pepper to supersata and made that shit spicy.
Fuck pepperoni. Pepperoni and everything it stands for. Me and pepperoni will go down. I'll fucking fuck pepperoni.
You probably
shit
put
up
pineapple on pizza. Get the
fuck
out of here.
Put pineapple on this shit. On pizza.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I'll make you a pineapple pizza that you'll.
No, I knew it, Dan.
No,
I fucking knew it. You look funny to me. I smelled something about you.
What's this? You know what? I'm not even Italian.
No sauce. Or put a fucking garlic sauce on the bottom. Fucking pineapple and a really good fucking bacon. That shit is solid. Oh!
You get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
That's some bullshit right there. I don't even know what he's talking about. Let's do another voicemail.
Yeah, my balls?
I call it a beat.
Let's go another voicemail. Here you go. Oh, I gotta press play. There we go.
That helps.
Hey there, Chef Jeff. This is Aaron, your old buddy. But I gotta say, of all the amazing little pizza joints in our hometown of Ithaca, I gotta go down to New York City for my number one pie, and that is John's on Bleecker Street. It's old school, everything's made out of wood, the place hasn't been touched in 1,000 years, the pizza comes out burnt on top the way I like it, the way it should be, and you don't mess around. The only thing on the wall is pictures of wrestlers, of the Yankees, pictures of famous people that are like played sports just in New York City, maybe a picture of Tom Selleck, all the things that a real pizza shop should have. Oh, and by the way, no slices. You just get a whole pie. I love it. That's the best spot. Jeff, you're the best. Have a good one.
Hey, let me taste it right now. Aaron's onto something. You know what he's talking about right there? That's a New Haven style pizza.
It's right around the corner. John Tom Bleecker is a New York City style place. Fire. You can get a slice there, though, because I go there. It's right around the corner. That's actually one of my haunts. Dude, when I want a slice.
Let me tell you something right now. When you got a place that's got wrestlers on the wall, I'm in.
Yeah, no, it's dope, man. He's absolutely right. It's old school. You go in there, you get a slice. It's like the same as it's always been. Great. I still think Roberta's, though. The last time I got a pie from there, I was really, really impressed. Like, the melding of the flavors they put together. It was like some sort of like a capicola, had like a hot honey on the crust.
Oh, that's good stuff right there. You know, John Brennan makes a pizza with some hot honey. It's delicious. Hey,
you talking about the stinger?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about.
Dude,
I got on, like, I crossed the bridge for that one.
There you go.
Yeah, it's got the chili peppers on it and shit. I'm telling you, man. Get that fuck out of here. That's that pizza right there.
Let me tell you something. That's
like
everybody mad.
That's like the white clam pizza. You know what I mean?
Good brother, like Dave Shirovsky, a.k.a. the food porn unicorn, is chiming in saying his favorite pizza, Elio's. Get the fuck out. Come on.
You know, man, let's be real, though, all right? I've been drunk a lot.
wait.
I've fucked up some Elio's, homie. I am not even going to play with y'all.
Frozen little fucking...
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about frozen pizza. Let's talk about frozen pizza for a minute, you snobby
pricks. Let's not.
Oh, nobody here is eating frozen pizza.
Oh, I fuck with a DiGiorno in a Corona, if I, you know, but.
Where's Dean's bitch ass with his fucking hate? It's pepperoni and pineapple pizza.
Hell yeah, Stugatz on your fucking pineapple pizza. Did I use that in the right contents, Jeff?
So you want to bring pineapple pizza into it, but you're eating fucking microwavable pizza.
I'm not eating any of that shit.
Yo, you can't eat microwavable pizza and talk about some, pizza. Fuck you.
Guess what? If it's microwavable, you can also put it in
fuck
the oven.
That. No, microwavable pizza is the bottom of the barrel pizza. I don't give a fuck what you say. It doesn't matter one way or the other. If you can microwave that pizza, it's fucking trash.
All right, so I'm not even going to acknowledge the microwavable pizza shit. Our good brother Dimitri, a.k.a. Food Fire and Eyes on Instagram, is chiming in saying, Sicilian, L&B Spumoni Gardens, Neapolitan Pizzeria Bianco in Phoenix, Arizona, or Campania in Bay Ridge. Regular slice, he probably says Scars Pizza. None of that DeFario bullshit.
Scars is legit.
That's other great pizza places, huh?
Yep. Scars is legit.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a good brother, Street Leaf Johnny, chimed in. He says the White Clam Pizza out at Pepe's. That's his absolute go-to favorite.
Everybody says that pizza. I mean, that pizza's like a go-to. It's money.
My wife hates it.
Yo, between you, your wife, she and you hate pepperoni, pie, I don't think we can eat anymore together.
Yeah, you know what? Don't even order a fucking pizza ever again. You're not allowed.
I hate pepperoni, but I'll put chorizo all over that shit.
I'll put chorizo all over that shit.
That's fucking great.
Oh, you want a pizza piece? Oh, that's what it's about?
Did you just get here?
Are you speaking another fucking language?
What the fuck did he just say?
That was weird.
Oh, no, because y'all want to get extra with it. I'm saying, we don't have pizza beef.
Pizza beef? You can put beef on a fucking pizza. Yes, yes, this is true.
Nice.
Hang on, Dan, I got you. Hold on, I got you. There you go.
Is that for me or him?
No, Dan.
Okay.
You were trying to save him, and he didn't even grab the life vest. He just kept swimming.
Yep, fucking drown, buddy.
He went the wrong
way. Fucking drown. Get off my door.
Jeffy, pizza show's kind of fun.
Pizza show's super fun, man. Shout out to all the people who called in.
Hell yeah. Awesome, man. That's badass. Also, big shout out to our new friend Colin Kaplan, a.k.a. the Pizza Jedi. Check out the movie Pizza, A Love Story on Amazon, on YouTube. Get on there. Give him some love. Find him on the Instagrams at Taste of New Haven. And of course, you can go to the website. Jeffy, what's the website?
The website is tasteofnewhaven.com.
Tasteofnewhaven.com. Get on there. Get yourself a tour. Get out to New Haven. Try some good pizza.
You want to get the Pizza Lovers Tour. That's the 6 pizzerias around New Haven. Blowing minds, I'm thinking.
That's it.
Drinks. Do you bike around? Is that what he said?
You're going to walk this time. You're going to walk, eat pizza, and drink beer, he said.
Drink beer, yeah. He said drink beer. Okay.
Drink beer, yeah.
Dan's trying to make a comeback for himself right now. Dan's
like, beer and pizza is like the fucking ultimate fucking... Pizza. Like, that's like chocolate chip cookies and milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like wine. Too. I drink a lot of wine and pizza.
Yo, I'm not even going to front. Give me a
You all up on that WAP? Wine and pizza?
Hang on. Oh, Jesus. Give me... Hold on. We got to give Dave some shit. Here you go, Dave.
Fuck yeah. That's a good one. Let me take off my glasses. Wait, do it one more time.
Oh, here you go. There you go. And for me, listen, I'm not even going to front. I love great pizza and a fucking Pepsi Cola.
You southern fuck with your Pepsi. It's because you're so close to the Pepsi, Carolinas. You know what? That's fair. That's
Pepsi
fair.
Or Mountain Dew with some pepperoni pizza?
I can't do the Mountain Dew. It gives me the hiccups.
Can I tell y'all a secret?
Let me guess. I got a feeling you don't like pepperoni.
No, no, no. What I used to do is I used to dip my pizza crust into my Pepsi Cola.
All right.
Into your what?
I'm turning him
Testy
off.
Colas?
Yeah. I would dip my pizza crust in my Pepsi. Oh. And eat it. And it was like the sweet and the char that you get on the edge of the pizza. I don't know. It was like this. It was a great. The bitter of the char and the sweetness of the Pepsi just was a good flavor to me.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
So I have a legit question. Did that sog that shit out?
Jeffy's like, I gotta go.
I don't know. It was, yeah, it was kind of soggy, but it was all these flavors. I don't know. It was a flavor that I was,
you know,
for.
As much as I love you and
Dan gets high as fuck.
Yeah. Then I was like, I mean, as high as I might be, this is just something I did. I
Yo,
dipped my pizza
you know
crust
I like,
in my
man?
Fucking
head. Look,
you know, I never dipped your pizza crust in something.
No.
Some people dip it in the fucking marinara sauce. I dipped it in my Pepsi.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yo, all right. Hold on a second. Some people dip it in marinara sauce because that makes sense, dude.
Yo, your Pepsi's right in front of you. I'm like, all right, what would this taste like? Yo, you know how many things I've tasted that I wish I'd never tasted? There's some things that I've tasted I was like, oh, I'm ashamed to tell people I tasted that. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, but it was delicious. Yeah, everybody has that taste that they've tasted. That's why they are where they are. You're like, yo, I want to have that taste again. I don't know why I had it, where it came from, or why I got it, but shit, fuck it. I'm going to eat it again.
Damn.
Okay, terrific.
You know, there was a part of me there when Dan was on his soapbox doing his monologue that I kind of just wanted the three of us to go away and just hang up and just let Dan finish the show.
That's it.
Just not tell him. Just
all
let
right,
it go.
There's a lot of heat on Dan. All right, weirdest pizza I've ever made, just to pull this off of Dan. It was pepperoni, provolone.
Does he ever hear it? Can you guys hear me now? All right, yeah. It was peanut butter, provolone, and bacon. Pizza.
Jeff, what is happening?
I mean, what are we talking about here?
I'm
you guys smoking crack and making pizzas? I mean, I'm like...
Everybody knows you're not hungry when you smoke crack.
All right, sorry. So, coming off of a bender, sleeping, and then waking up, being real hungry and being like, I don't want to go to the stores, so I'm going to put old ramen on my pizza with some... What's going on?
I don't
peanut
know
butter?
Happening.
Peanut oh, butter, that? Dave?
It was peanut butter, provolone, and bacon.
Yo, you know what?
Where did that come from?
One time I made a bologna sandwich and chopped it up and baked it on my pizza with some mustard. It was the shit, yo.
What the fuck? What are you even talking about here?
Are we doing shout-outs to pizza? What's going on here?
Yo, you know what I did one time? One time I made me a pizza. I put some cookies on that shit and some milk, and I baked it and threw butter on that motherfucker, and I pulled it out, and I was dipping it in my Mountain Dew.
Yo, can we talk about dessert pizzas? Have
yeah,
had
yeah, yeah, dessert like, pizzas are fire. We did a chocolate chip cookie, and we put some fucking little glaze or some sugar glaze on the top of that shit. Put
I make a s'mores pie that'll blow your mind. I'll tell
everybody right now.
Yo,
let me tell you something right now. This pizza show's off the rails. We got to end this before we all look stupid. We're chefs, for God's sake. We got to stop this crazy talk, Jeffy. We got to stop it.
Dessert pizza is crazy?
Yes. I had that and salad pizza. Go fuck yourself. None of that
pizza?
Shit.
What pizza?
Salad pizza.
No, the salad comes with your pizza.
People put salad on, they bake a pizza, then they put some salad on top of that shit.
You talking about a fucking BLT pizza?
No, you would. Well, yeah, I've had that too. But Plum interviewed a lady who made a pizza like that last week.
Wasn't happy about it.
You didn't like it?
Nah, not really.
Like, what kind of salad was it?
I used to make a flatbread that was like that, but it wasn't a pizza.
I'm a professional. That's it. Professional. Hey, check it out. Jeffy, it's been a couple of great shows here on these Thursday nights, getting back into it, hadn't it? It's been fun.
Thursday's for the people.
That's it. We do it for the people. Jeffy, who do we got on the program next week?
Power to the people. Next week.
I know.
Next week.
Next Thursday.
Next week we have Monte Carlo.
Hey.
Chef Monte Carlo.
That's right. Dave, tell us about Monte Carlo. Who is she real quick?
She's pretty awesome. Got to meet her at A&A out in Vancouver. She does awesome food. Yeah.
That's the worst fucking description.
I don't know how to put
somebody
people over.
Is.
Remember when you're
who
like,
who does she do? What does she do? Like,
oh,
why is she on the
like,
show?
Ramsay's Redemption. She got another show going where it's like the truth about food. I can't remember the fucking name right now, but
doesn't
it's,
matter.
Yeah. So, you know, she's a cool person, great personality, makes great food.
So, it should be a lot of fun to meet her on the program next week. Let me tell you something right now.
It's called Smart Eats.
There you go, Smart Eats.
Seriously, Smart Eats.
There you go.
And her IG is Monte Carlo.
That's it right there. We're going to have her on the program next week, live with the boys here in the faction. Great show tonight, hanging out with Colin Kaplan, talking pizza. Always fun. Big shout out to Dave. All the good luck to you, man. You're making the next part of your journey. We're wishing the best for you, brother. Appreciate making that trip up to Detroit, and then we'll see where you end up next.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, do I get to cut shout out my pizza spots real quick?
All right, shout out your pizza spots. I'm trying to wrap the show.
It'll be really quick, all right?
Put the mic to your mouth.
All right, it's Buddy's Pizza, Detroit, Primo's Pizza, Oak Park, Michigan, Louie's Pizza, Hazel Park, Michigan, of course, Best Pizza, Joe's in New York City, and that's it.
There you go.
Didn't we ever do that?
Best Pizza. To do what?
Did we already shout out pizzerias?
I did not. You fuckers did, and then Dan started talking shit about pepperoni, and everything went crazy. So let's end the show.
He's got a point. He does have a point. Hey, big shout out to Dan. Shout out to Jeffy. Shout out to Dave. It's your boy Chef Plum here. We'll see you guys next week live here on the program, hanging out with Monte Carlo. Big shout out to Colin Kaplan for joining us on the program tonight, talking pizzas. I love me some good pizza. Jeffy, you love pizza. Dan, you love most pizzas.
Fuck pepperoni.
God damn fuck it. You. But, hey, pizza's for everybody, Jeffy. That's what I'm saying. In the meantime and in between time, absolutely. Friends, remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we get the time it deserves. See you next week.
The power of power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.
This is a public service announcement for Plum Love Foods Live. Chef Dan does not speak for the rest of the group here at Plum Love Foods Live. We are giant fans of pepperoni. Pepperoni is delicious and is the best thing you could ever put on pizza. That's right. Pepperoni is delicious, and Chef Dan is only playing the character Chef Dan. The real Dan does not like anything other than pepperoni. He loves to have pepperoni all over his pizzas. Big shout out to pepperoni. Thank you very much.